Sergeant, he says, you say I'm dirty. Well, says he, when your wife lets you blow your own nose for yourself, perhaps you know what dirt is. You're imperfectly educated, Sergeant, says he. And then we fell in. But after the parade, he was up and Mullins was swearing himself back of the face at Audley Room that Mulvaney had called him a swine. And Lord knows what all. You know Mullins. He'll have his head broke in one of these days. He's too big a blooming liar for ordinary consumption. 3 hours, can and kit, says the Colonel. Not for being dirty on parade, but for having said something to Mullins. Though I do not believe, says he, you said what you said you said. And Mulvaney fell away, saying nothing. You know, he never speaks to the Colonel for fear of getting himself fresh copped. Mullins, a very young and very much married sergeant, whose manners were partly the result of innate depravity and partly of imperfectly digested board school, came over the bridge and most rudely asked Ortheris what he was doing. Me, said Ortheris. Oh, I'm waiting for my commission. Seen it coming along yet? Mullins turned purple and passed on. There was the sound of a gentle chuckle from the glasses where Leroy lay. He expects to get his commission some day, explained Ortheris. God help the mess that have put to their hands in the same kiddie as him. What time do you make it, sir? 4. Mulvaney will be out in half an hour. You don't want to buy a dog, sir, do you? A pup you can trust. Half rampled by the Colonel's greyhound. Ortheris, I answered sternly, for I knew what was in his mind. Do you mean to say that... Oh, didn't...